Happy Mother's Day and welcome to Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. The D-backs last night lost 6-4 to the Atlanta Braves to finish a 2-5 week. More on that and week in review, but we do hope that you're on your way out to Chase Field today. First 10,000 mothers got a nice Diamondbacks charm necklace courtesy of Tyson Foods, and we do hope to see you here. We'll visit with Torey Lovello, the D-backs manager, in just a little bit as we preview this afternoon's game, but let's take a look back at the last week. In week in review. On Sunday, the D-backs went for a sweep in Colorado, and things were looking good thanks to Blake Swihart. Swihart in the air to right. Blackman back. He's to the fence. It is gone! Two-run home run for Blake Swihart has given the D-backs a 5-3 lead. D-backs would push the advantage to 7-3, but things would unravel on Archie Bradley in the eighth.
Bradley set the 3-1 to Tapia. Swinging a fly ball up the alley, left center field. Peralta on his horse. He can't get it. It one hops against the fence. Three runs are going to score. Tapia on his way to third. He is safe with a head first slide and a game tying three run triple. It's 7-7.
It all was charged with five runs without recording an out and was contrite following the 8-7 loss.
Didn't have myself today, you know, and today's one of those days. I mean, especially, I say it all the time in the role I'm in, you just got to look at it, figure out what you did, and then just kind of move forward with it.
On Monday, the D-backs opened a three-game set in St. Petersburg, Florida against the AL East leading Tampa Bay Rays. Merrill Kelly, pitching against his original organization, struggled. The D-backs were dominated by Blake Snell in a 12-2 loss. Snell set down the first 17 in a row that he faced to open the game. Tuesday was the first major league start for rookie Taylor Clark. He accounted himself quite well against the AL East's best.
Here's the 3-1. Hit on the ground towards the middle. The shortstop, Ahmed, stays down on it, shuffles to feet, and throws to first in time to get Nate Lowe. And the inning is over. Six innings of two-run ball in the book for Taylor Clark.
A three-run seventh by Tampa Bay did end the D-backs in a 6-3 defeat, their third in a row. On Wednesday, the D-backs held a two-run lead into the eighth, but they were forced to go to extra innings. Archie Bradley found redemption with three scoreless frames and five strikeouts, and the red-hot Wilmer Flores delivered again for the D-backs in the 13th.
First pitch from Rowe. Swinging a soft line drive into right field. That's a base hit for Wilmer Flores. Scoring is Escobar Marte to third, and the D-backs have the lead on an opposite field base hit from Wilmer.
Archie Bradley wasn't the only one who gained a measure of redemption, though. Struggling Zach Godley locked down the D-backs' victory.
Adames swings and hits one in the air to shallow right. Going out Flores. Coming in Jones. It's Flores makes the over-the-shoulder catch, and the D-backs win. The D-backs blow a 2-0 lead late. They come back to win at 13-3-2.
The D-backs headed home and right away opened a four-game set against the Atlanta Braves. A home run by Josh Donaldson in the top of the ninth gave Atlanta a 2-1 lead, but David Peralta played the hero in the bottom of the inning.
Fly ball to right. We're tied. Long home run, David Peralta. Wow.
Ball was crushed. Peralta knew it right away. Slung the bat all the way over to the dugout after that. But boy, that ball was just annihilated.
Yeah, good. Scouting report for our hitting coach. And we know the guys throw a lot of slider. So he made a mistake, and that's what you have to be ready for. You know, when you make a mistake, you have to make them pay.
It set up 10th inning heroics for Ketel Marte.
And a pop-up. Shallow right, backing out. And the ball falls. The winning run scores, and the Diamondbacks do it on the base hit by Marte between Albies, Markakis, and Freeman. They beat the Braves in 10 innings, 3-2.
Boy, how about that comeback win on just a flare out there.
After the back-to-back extra inning wins, the D-backs turned to Zach Greinke, who gave them seven strong innings against Atlanta. But Ronald Acuna Jr. gave Atlanta a 2-1 win.
And now the 2-0 pitch. There's a shot to center, and he hit it, crunched it. Back goes Dyson, looks up, and it's gone, a home run. On a 2-0 pitch, Acuna hits his eighth of the year, and he gives the Braves a lead, 2-1.
D-backs got a strong start from Merrill Kelly on Saturday night. Three runs in seven innings of work, but the offense couldn't get going until late, and the bullpen struggled again in a 6-4 loss to the Atlanta. Atlanta Braves, leaving Torey Lovullo and company frustrated over a 2-5 week. And that's a look back at the week that was for the D-backs. D-backs sending Zach Godley back to the mound today against Max Fried as they try and split this four-game series. With more in today's game, let's sit down with the manager, Torey Lovullo.
Torey, last 10 days, it's been a little bit of a struggle for the relief corps as a group. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, it's a part of the game that we've usually been very, very good at. It's something that's carried us for the couple years that I've been here, and we count on them. First of all, we need them to get back to the consistency that they've shown and the consistency that we believe that they have. They're just going through a little bit of a hiccup right now, maybe doubting some pitches, not being able to locate some pitches. And for me, what it really comes down to is throwing convicted pitches. When you're on the mound and you believe in what you're doing, you know you're going to get a positive result, good things happen. I think there might be a tiny bit of doubt with certain guys with certain pitches, but we know that they got to go out there and execute. And we're going to keep teaching. We're going to keep plowing until it happens the right way.
Is it just hard contact and a lack of results that leads to that lack of confidence, or is there other things you think they can contribute?
Well, I think it might vary from guy to guy. There's yanked fastballs. There's missed secondary pitches. Maybe that's just the reps they might be getting or might not be getting, and they're just lacking some consistency and throwing the ball where they want, and it's forcing them to go into the middle of the zone, and then that yields hard contact. We try and stay away from hard contact as often as possible, but I think it's just mostly mislocating pitches because our guys are missing. I think that's something maybe a little bit fundamental, and we got to make sure that it doesn't get into the mental part of it where they start to back away from contact.
Starters have been really good in this series. Zach Godley is going to get another chance. What did you see in the last outing from him that gives you confidence going into today?
Well, he got a big he had a big outing for us, and we won an extra inning game, and I know that he was super excited about that. That was a fantastic push for him, and I know he got a lot of confidence out of that. So we wanted to have him continue working into the zone. He was starting to get one-dimensional, and that's what I expressed to him with the one-pitch curveball that he was able to throw any time at any point in the count. But he started to initiate some other pitches. It was a two-seam cutter combination, and I think when he does that, he becomes very lethal. When he's throwing three pitches in or around the zone, he's a very uncomfortable at-bat.
All right, today is Mother's Day, and obviously your mom was a big part of your growing up. Obviously, your wife, you guys have kids and all right. that. So what does Mother's Day mean in the Lovullo house?
Yeah, well, first of all, my wife here, Kristen, is keeps everything together. She's the glue behind all the family things that we do. And, you know, nothing against the fathers out there that are doing all that they can. But I think the mothers have a very special place in inside of families and inside of the hearts of their children. As far as my mom has loved me unconditionally since the day that I've been born. And it's been very difficult at times. I made some bad decisions over the course of my life, but she's always been there for the good and bad. So I just remember her pushing me along in this great sport of baseball. She supported me in that area. And her DNA is all over me today whenever I'm on a baseball field. And I just want to say I love you.
Do you have a favorite memory from growing up? Maybe it isn't even baseball related that just shows your relationship with your mom.
Well, I remember it was a Saturday morning, and she was trying to get my uniform ready and make sure that I was on time and ready to go. She was the catalyst for all the baseball activity inside of our house when you were a young child. And we couldn't find my uniform, and we discovered that it was at the bottom of the hamper, and she forgot to wash it. So we had to quickly pull it off, and she did. And I remember just the calm way. I was in a total panic because I was going to be late to the game and playing a dirty uniform. But she had a certain calmness to her that she taught me that everything was going
to
be okay.
Yeah, I think we all can relate to going to baseball with the wet uniform on, right? We've all been there. I think that's certainly a good one.
Torey Lovullo, manager of the D-backs. As we get ready for this Mother's Day game, thanks for joining us for a little early BP. Back tomorrow with more. And remember, BP show starts at 12:30 on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and on the D-backs radio network. Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti have the first pitch coming up at 1:10. And we will talk to you tomorrow for some early BP.